Oh my god, I was muted. I'm an idiot. Hello, welcome to the Villains Talk Show. My name is C4. You're quiet. You quiet yourself. There's nothing happened.
No.
Everything is great. Everything is fine. Yes, and I'm followed with Sarah Vike, Sir Jeremy, and the Great Grease Goblin. Unfortunately, Insaniac will not be with us tonight. And we're your hosts of the Villains Talk Show. How's your week been? You might notice we don't have our guest. I don't know if you watched last stream, and if you did, he was a little, unsteady? More unsteady than we expected? Yeah. But that's fine. You know, that's fine.
Yeah.
We'll do us tonight, but next week we're gonna start moving forward, where guests will come on throughout the week for Sunday one-shots, and then Wednesday discussions, and we're going to try and keep the discussions short and light. And today, if as anyone has read from the title, it's such a light discussion. We are talking about, oh, by the way, you might have noticed my background. I am at work. They're doing a hood fan cleaning at the restaurant I own. So, of course, as the boss, I'm here in my office. I have an office, and it's not that impressive. It sucks. That being said, since I'm stuck at work, that means we're going to be at work. And so what other better way to think about work than slacking off? Who is the god of slacking off? And I did not kid you, dear viewers. The god of slapping off. I'd like to introduce you to Bob. Now, who is Bob? I don't think my other co-hosts know this, but Bob is actually the definitive inspiration for the likeness app, justlikeness.com. If you have,
you told us yesterday,
and if you like likeness, the likeness is actually based off Bob. It is our version of Bob out to the world. It is an app. It is the greatest app. It does everything you could ever want it to, and it will bless you with the likeness. And so
it changes your life.
Exactly. And that's what Bob does to the Subgenius. Now, you may be wandering out there in space, who is Bob in the Church of the Subgenius? Well, do we have two pieces for you? So, first thing about Bob in the Church of the Subgenius is they have Matt Groening and Stephen Colbert as members. It is a religious group, and their whole idea is about slack. And I'm going to let someone else take it away, because it looks like I'm needed.
This is a problem. Oh, no.
No.
What are we going to do without you?
What you guys don't see is I have the cameras right in front of me. Gross guy from, South Park. So all the cameras are in front of me, so I can see my entire restaurant. Oh, he's looking for the bathroom. Oh, he found the bathroom. He was looking for the bathroom. Never mind. I'm not narrating what cleaning guys are doing in my restaurant. What? Anyway, back to focus. So the Church of the Subgenius, what it is, it is the proponent of slack. And if you look up Bob Dobbs is a smiling-faced man who's all about decultifying yourself in the cult of the Subgenius. Yes, and it is meant to be that insane. If you have never seen it yourself, I would highly suggest looking up the original indoctrination video from 1979. Yeah, and it's all on YouTube.
No, I
oh, it's so good.
That.
Oh, it will break you down. It will break you down.
Gosh, that's what it is.
And then to follow up on that, in October of 2020, there was a documentary released about the Church of the Subgenius. So, funny enough, I've seen both. We have Sir Jeremy, who has just solely watched the indoctrination video. We have Sarah Vike, who only the documentary and control. Our beautiful, 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 greasy control, who hasn't seen it at all. Isn't that right?
Why are you talking about yourself like that?
Nice. But yes, so, and he will be... The Great Goblin will be representing others in the audience who do not know about what we're talking about and are probably researching it as we talk about this beautiful cult of the Subgenius.
I don't know what you're talking about. I am not doing that at all.
I need to put the links in chat. Is that what I need to do? God, you guys are so lazy.
I'm not trying to find
out. You definitely should.
I definitely will.
I recommend watching the documentary. The indoctrination video is the weirdest thing I have ever seen.
Well, no. Just talk about the documentary. We'll let Sir Jeremy talk about the indoctrination video. He's seen all of it.
Yeah, that's fair. I watched like a third of it, so I watched a fair bit, but definitely the wrong place to start.
Okay. So you watch. So tell us, what did you like? What did you learn about the Church of the Subgenius?
I actually really quite enjoyed the idea behind it. It was just a couple of guys in the like the late 70s or early 80s. It was a little unclear what year it was, who decided that they were tired of what they had been taught and what they were doing with their lives, and they wanted to rebel a little, and they wanted to have some fun, and they started a cult. I think that's great. That's hilarious.
For some reason, it gives. Oh, and just so people know, once you see Bob, you realize. Oh, I just realized this is covering the chat a bit. I got to pull up the chat, so I'll pull that up while you guys are talking. But
I just sent it, John.
No, I mean like the chat's hidden behind.
I was just saying I sent the links already.
Yeah,
it's true.
I'm just trying to pull the chat up so it can be seen over the webcam videos. But that being said, if you've never seen, it's one of those things. Oh, no, we can't see the Grease Goblin. Well, I guess we can't win here.
Do we need to?
That was the issue last week. We went over this.
That was the issue. Well, let's just put it here. While I fiddle around and try to figure out something because I'm an idiot. So, in the documentary, you also learn about it epitomizes Slack. And the saying of the church, the core saying of the Church of the Subgenius, is if you have to buy Slack, if they can monetize Slack, then you lose. You have lost.
That is very much not wrong.
You are not salvageable. You have been lost. Slack should be free. And Slack should be everywhere. You know, like, you know, doing a / talk show inside an office. I wonder who does that.
Oh,
but, Ops. But that, I guess the core of the documentary, what I found when I watched it, is it's funny when you hear from Matt Groening and what really attracted him to it. At first, he was attracted by the absurdity. But the idea is it's not, it doesn't ask you for anything. There's an actual saying in cult as well, where if you want to open your wallet to Dob, give all you want. We're not telling you to do that. And we're not going to use it. We're just going to piss it away. But if you want, and there have been,
You should give us money, because then it'll teach you the lesson that you don't need anybody, including us.
Exactly. Perfect segue to the indoctrination video. Before I let Jeremy take it away, you just need to watch the first 5 minutes. The links are in chat. Just watch the first 5 minutes of the. It's you will know right away, and you'll think. And you get to see.
Yeah.
It's like the opposite of a baptism revival video. It's so insane. This whole point is the way they made it is it's more to flash. These images keep using that. Although if you write it down, it does make a sense. It does make sense. It's kind of nonsense, but it still does make logical sense. But they use such high language to try and break down your mind. And then they tell you in the middle of that, nothing matters. You only thing that matters is you being lazy on that couch right now. And if you do anything else, if you get off that couch to go make a dollar, you lose. You lost. But I'll let Jeremy take it away, who was recently seen this masterpiece. Sorry, of the history. Sorry, what was that? Jesus? Jesus isn't here, sir.
No, oh jeez.
Of his talk show.
No, I believe they riffed him a one.
Yeah, Jehovah
One. They did.
They call him Jehovah One. And he's been corrupted.
Yeah, no, he's extrude alien.
Mm-hmm. Go on.
Oh my.
Well, tell me your impressions. You were talking a bit early before we started about how you felt after. So the first time I watched it.
Well, I mean, so I started watching it at your place, and then I had to go to work, right? Today wasn't like, it was like off and on, right? But like, oh my god, because it is, no, it's a propaganda video, and they use the flashing images and everything. If you don't recognize it, like, it's there. It's all, And like, I know the flashing images to like get a whole bunch of your images and thoughts in your mind really fucking quickly.
There were so many.
Thinking about one thing and not thinking about another thing, so like it scrambles your shit.
What was the one thing?
And then I get the badge of coming home, and I watched the last half of it, and I got stoned and passed out, and it disrupted my brain while I slept. That was that was not okay.
Bob, for blessing this man. While he slept.
I mean, it was more alluring if that
yesterday.
Was not so much.
What was one of the thing they kept repeating video? Half through in the middle, they kept repeating it. You are the what is it? You don't need to be smart. You're the never.
No.
You're
no.
Not smarter.
No, yeah,
you're just better.
If you feel awkward, if you're the awkward person in the room, it's
hard. Better. No. And every answer was it's not. And I'm like. That's the best. Oh, I've never heard of such great feeding of an ego. Please shovel more.
They pump you up so that they can just, like, fill you full of shit. It's alluring. It's creepy alluring. It's scary.
So hearing that,
yeah.
So when you watched the documentary, I'm sure they talked about that, their imagery and the indoctrination video.
They actually really didn't talk about the indoctrination video at all.
Really?
They talked about the template they started with.
I don't.
Yeah.
They talked about the template.
No, they really didn't.
Yeah.
The pamphlets were super cool. The pamphlets actually reminded me of something that I've seen a lot more recently on Reddit of all. There's this person who's created this thing called the Mystery Flesh Pit, and all of the story of it is told through signs and stuff. Like warning signs and old, like theoretically old propaganda. A national park, except some disaster happened and it ate somebody. But it made me think of that, and it was kind of interesting to think of how they started with this thing with just these signs of that didn't really have anything to back them up, but that interested people enough. Just this little pamphlet, this whole big thing.
I am. I'm listening. I'm just looking for a picture of the pamphlet so I can put it in the chat. At least a link to it.
Yeah.
They were distributed in Texas back in the 70s to a bunch of schools. Mm. And they
were $2 each, and the whole thing they kept saying was salvation for $1.
I just wish I could find a picture. Maybe someone in the chat, maybe if you can find a picture of find a link or a picture to the Bob Dobbs pamphlet. But if I find one, I'll post one up in a bit. But it's funny. I found one thing because I remember when I first got turned on to the Subgenius was on the like words there. When I first started ingraining my sinus, he. But I remember doing some, like, because I've always been fascinated with cults. It's something, just one of my life, I've had some interaction with different ones over the years, being a metalhead, but also
guessed.
Being a metalhead, I get attracted, for some reason cults just attract to you. Whether it's the super religious crazy ones or the super religious crazy ones. It doesn't matter. Both ends of the spectrum. They just think that because you're a metalhead, you want to be in a cult. So I've had a lot of experience, and it's able to do it so in the D&D game that we play as a group. But it's funny because if you watch the video, like if you watch it for cult tactics, the entire video where the documentary does the same thing, and I'll get to that in a second. The entire point of the video is it's meant to make you feel more human. And make you feel like this feeling of humanism is being shared by the people who are either experienced in this group or people who are surrounded around. So and that's why the top part of it, or you start talking to the actual creator. I was forgetting, it's like, Ivan. No, it's not that. It's damn it, what's his name?
I don't remember.
I'm gonna pop up on Google here in 2 seconds. Church of the Subgenius. I should just have this up regardless. God, it doesn't tell me. Anyway, but the idea is that you have. So, the. And. Okay, where was I? The documentary really gets me. That made me laugh, especially when looking through through for the cult. It's even more prevalent in the documentary. I would say, which is funny, funny documentary, Sarah, is I would argue that the documentary is more of an indoctrination piece. The indoctrination piece now has become essentially a cult and underground video. It's free on YouTube, and well, I've seen a lot of people pull just images from it. Just to make memes or to do this. But then you look at the level of legitimacy to it that wouldn't have otherwise in just some video of random images that's speaking at you the whole time. So all of a sudden, now these people, and then you have Matt Groening in it, and how he long member, and how Tim, even though the entire church's about Slack, and adds another level of to it. To kind of correlate, I might get destroyed off Twitch for this, but Scientology. Yes, that's a cult. Scientology is a cult.
Oh, yeah. You might get destroyed just in general for that. So.
You know, the owner of Twitch is a Scientologist, guys. Just so we're clear, the owner of Twitch. Get up.
What to say? I don't know. Where is he?
Yeah, bearded old as the beard out here sits beside. I'll show you the picture.
There's the picture of the four of them.
Yeah, Matt Groening.
Groening's like right next to him.
I didn't even notice him.
Have you ever seen a picture of Matt Groening? You know what? I'm just gonna link this picture.
I guess I haven't.
Copy. Oh, it's Facebook. That might not work. Oh, I hate Facebook. I hate you, Facebook. But yeah. Maybe someone else can find that picture and just put it.
Oh, yeah, I looked up the picture. There we go.
Yeah.
Got it now.
And it's funny, man, because, like, the thing about Scientology, just since I brought it, they're, once you've paid in, their idea is they're not going to go out and get you. They're going to use their star power to make you interested, and then once you work, then they'll start bombarding. The Church of the Subgenius takes that same idea. But it does it for all the, I want to say, and when I was in high school, we called them stage kids. All the kids, man. People who don't think that, and it's kind of right nowadays. If you are a true punk out there, fuck, man, good on you. But if, like, it's so, but I think they're looking for that anti-disestablishmentarianism. Because the entire idea of Bob Dobbs is not just, you know, perpetuate this idea of laziness. It's also perpetuate the idea of anti-corporatism. Not like communism in any way, but the idea that it's almost like, what's this guy doing? Sorry, guys, grabbed a bucket of oil. He figured out where the oil trap is. Oh, yeah, there it is. Oh, he's got it. Nice. Nothing like watching these guys try to figure out where stuff is in my kitchen.
All the squirrels.
If I could look around everybody and you would watch it with me and it would be hilarious, but I can't. So you have to live vicariously through me.
Don't do that.
I just said I wouldn't. It's illegal. God, Sarah. Not that dumb. I'm pretty, but I'm not that dumb. As all the viewers just disappear right there. We all know they're here for the Grease Goblin. That's why I make fun of them. We all know that's why he's here.
Because I'm the pretty one.
Exactly.
That's fair.
I mean, Jeremy would slay, but that's why he's always hidden.
Yeah.
We can't let people see his face. It would blow up it's so gorgeous. It's like blue steel would destroy the internet.
You know it's true, Jeremy.
You shut up, let all these people down.
It'd be worse than Kim Kardashian. You would break the internet. It would be so gorgeous. You'd break your camera too. That's just a wide tip back.
Maybe that would be
for me.
Is that what's wrong with it?
So I actually forget if they do this in the documentary, but I know they do it in the indoctrination video. So Jeremy, when you watched the actual, so in the documentary video, if you can make it about 40 minutes in, and good on you for that, because man, like, but make it about 40 minutes in, 50 minutes in, they actually start showing you scenes from a Subgenius revival. And
they started that way earlier than that.
In the documentary?
I saw some of those. Yeah, no, in the indoctrination video.
Oh, you saw pieces.
I only watched half an hour.
You saw pieces.
And then it starts to get crazy.
So, there's
full. You get to see, like, the big things of them, and they get more crazy shit.
So that's what I was about to get at.
It's gotta be real.
So, some of those people are just there for the fun. Like, you can hear it in the background, like, when they say stuff, there's people laughing. But there are people who get on stage, and people who are in the crowd who they show, who this is into them. Like, they just go nuts. And it's funny. Like, and my question was, do they actually, I can't remember if they get to that in the documentary, if they actually showed any of that.
Yeah, they did. That's actually something they talked about a lot in the documentary.
Oh.
And it was something that really intrigued me, is that they talked about how it was, they didn't start it as something real, but a lot of people took it as something real. And they really did, like, a large chunk of the documentary talked about that, about how, and that really intrigued me.
Well, me and Jeremy were talking the other day how, like, once I showed him the video, I just see him, he's like, man, I've seen that face before. Like, I've seen it in so many places. I'm like,
Bob
I know.
Dobbs?
Yeah. Once you see.
The Bob Dobbs smile with the
funny face. It's a very familiar face.
And, I mean, we could. It really begs the question, like, so one thing people don't know, just on the same note. So when other people talk about the Noah's Ark story, the Christian version, like, literally, they know the Christian version. Put two people on, two of every animal, all that stuff. In the Jewish version, in my religion's version, the reason God flooded the earth is because they saw things called Nephilim that were angels and demons that and actually murder them. He flooded the earth because none of them could swim.
That's at least partially in the Christian version, too.
Oh.
It doesn't tend to get stoned, but it's definitely there.
Sorry for my ignorance. But that being said, like, it just was like, I guess, well, the point I'm getting at with that is people will take what they want and they'll completely run with it. And to hilarious degrees. I mean, I'm not going to mention any names, but apparently the 13th tribe of Jews, and that's where the last testament of Jesus was found, and, you know, somewhere in Utah, I'm pretty sure,
No, it was found in New York.
Really?
It was found in New York.
Yes, of course, upstate New York.
Like, it's not just settling one, it's
going to
be
here. You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if there is a Bethlehem upstate New York. I'm going to look that up. I bet you.
That you're also poor and it's not working after you for the.
Yes.
Bethlehem. Sorry, there's a Bethlehem in Pennsylvania. I'm sorry. If you had to just. It's from Bethlehem.
You got me so excited. I'm upstate New York.
Part of me wishes that revisionist history was real. That Americans actually rewrote the Bible so that it is from Bethlehem. What is it? Jerusalem, Georgia? Part of me finds a lot of pleasure in that.
That's hilarious.
But yeah. So... We don't want to keep these streams too long, because these are just talk at you. So I guess we'll kind of go into our final point, which is the main point of the Church of the Subgenius. And that is slack. Delicious, delicious slack. The whole, and I brought, but supposedly the entire of church was originally to draw people's attention to what they're, to the time they're wasting, when it's not that doing nothing is better, but it's almost better for you as a person to be slack. I remember hearing once that that's why the indoctrination video of 1979 is so fast-paced. There's so many jump cuts. especially for the first 30 minutes, make you exhausted. It's meant to tire you out.
Yeah, it succeeded in that.
Because it's meant to feel like work to watch it. Work. And then when it finally gets to the parts that are coherent, it's meant to make you re-experience, not because you can actually understand what's going on, but it's supposed to make you feel like work. It's supposed to really appreciate slack. Like, when you get to the point of jutting, you actually get these long scenes that are lazy. They look lazy. It's just a camera on a stand in a badly lit auditorium. It is the definition of what Bob is. That's at least my take. Jeremy, having only seen the indoctrination video, what was your take?
Like, the first 5 minutes, fuck, and doing, if you, I don't know, it's like other people do it for you. Mm-hmm. At least that's what I get. I don't know.
But it didn't make sense.
It doesn't,
you
to me.
So defeated.
He just, you know,
it sounds right. That's what's fucked.
That's awesome.
I get where you're coming from. Watching the entry, that's kind of what I thought too. I was like, well, this is weird, and it was made as a joke, but also I kind of like the idea behind it.
I don't know, if you watch the indoctrination, it doesn't feel like a joke.
But they're very indoctrinated.
It's like, if you get far enough in the assassination of Bob Dobbs and...
Yes, they talked about that.
Yeah.
The guy who was giving the sermon did not expect that. He didn't know that was coming.
Yeah, he got it.
No, there was a different... There was a dimension on stage where he didn't expect Bob Dobbs to be there. And then he got assassinated, and he didn't expect that either.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know any of that was going to happen. It just was chaos.
Mm-hmm. And that happens in the indoctrination.
It doesn't feel real.
No.
But it is. But, like, it doesn't feel real.
At this point, Jeremy, as he was real. Fully indoctrinated into the church...
The assassination does not feel real.
It's not a real assassination.
You're watching a joke, and then they make like a, I don't know.
It is a joke.
But is it?
Yeah. I don't know,
So now Sarah needs to watch the documentary.
Who did it? Yes, it was.
Now Sarah needs to watch the indoctrination video, and Jeremy needs to watch the documentary. Break their minds again.
No, that would be against the church Bob Dobbs. They only said they wanted an hour of my time.
That's true!
It's true, but then they took an hour and a half.
That's so true!
I think they mentioned that.
In the indoctrination, it says about 90 times and they only want about an hour of your time.
Yeah, they mentioned that.
But it's only an hour. That's an hour and a half. It's so good. It's so good. I really suggest anyone out there who's never seen this needs to go watch it. It's so good. Let's go.
All I know is, from what I've heard all night, is because I'm the weird one here, I'm better than you.
We're all weird ones. My God. Let's be real.
Now, I would like to point out to everyone watching at home, that means that he's been perfectly indoctrinated. All he did was talk about the Church of the Subgenius, and in one line, if that's truly what you believe, then you've been a matter of moments. And I wonder how many more.
Then you're right.
You're right. That's exactly what they're trying to tell you. You're Maribus with all your swords.
This actually, surprisingly, is not Bedhead. I actually just got an Arbor this.
Oh.
And it went.
Stream. That's like. Why do you have a cat?
It's a cat.
Anyway.
But the cat can be a hat.
But no, actually.
In how many days?
I'm guessing you've been just kind of been following along. Other than that, would you be, like, if you heard someone talking about the subgenius, and you're like, you're the boss, just because of who you are, what are your feelings?
I would not. They'd try to get me in, and they'd try to lure me in with false praise and candy.
That's too much effort.
That does seem likely.
That's too much effort for the Church of Bob.
Too much effort.
That's too much effort for the Church of Bob.
The candy was too much.
But yeah.
Then you were not paying attention.
I was definitely paying attention. I was watching the indoctrination video the whole time as well.
Were you?
Yeah.
Nice!
That's already too much. That's too much
How
work.
How far are you? I want to know.
You're getting rid of your slack.
That explains his eyes. He started with wide eyes and then just sat there and just melted into the screen. You heard it here first, folks. We have one person currently being indoctrinated into the slack. Just as,
Roddy... No, he's not. He's 2 months.
Let him take away his slack, even as he learns about the slack.
Just remember what, the world, right? The old world. They live.
So, something that really struck me, I've entered, like, the story with how it began and told the stories about how it grew, but then they sort of talked about how it sort of almost ended. Mm. And something someone said that really struck me was, I don't know how you carve out a place for the playful us and them in a place where the news is filling so many of those roles. And it just really struck me that, like, this was something that happened in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Is it something that could happen now? I don't feel like it is.
Why is that?
Because
we are wrong lens. So what they're saying there is that the news is filling in the net. You're looking at the news. You're looking at you're not filtering in people getting their news off Instagram.
They were actually specifically.
But not even like Trump is that's hilarious. As Americans, South Canadians deal with that. That was no time of life. Every day just for a laugh. It was amazing. we have missiles. Tremendous missiles. Of all the speeches he had, that line when he said, "We have missiles, tremendous missiles," I had saved on my phone as a text tone, because it's just you'll never hear that again. Missiles. It's like, but to about that point, I disagree with media. I mean, look. There are people who only media is the James Franco show. James Franco. He's going to kill me if he ever watches this. Paul Franco. Oh, God, if he ever watches this, I hope he doesn't crap on me. The only source of news is Phil DeFranco. There's some people whose only source of news is Snapchat. And it's just... And because you have that of, I say, viewership, highly, highly mediated, it's hard to... It makes me understand hate Alex Jones, because although I hate Alex Jones and everything he is and feel like that there is no seething pit in hell that is big enough for his asshole, I also believe that he has a right to say whatever the fuck he wants, and that the only reason why people even listen to him is because it's either listen to his bullshit or listen to this guy's bullshit, and just like his bullshit better. That's what it's me, so I can't argue. There's people, I mean, if someone out there hates my, I love you, I don't want to hate my guts more, send me, like, just shit on me. It'd make me feel so good. I'm just true. I would feel so good. I would. I'd be so happy about it.
Know about you?
I just, when trolling, I find it, like, maybe I just love the attack. We've now deviated.
Yeah, you fail. Like, if you
have,
like,
exactly.
If you had that one years
yeah.
Ago, or not years, like, months ago.
Dreams. That being said, everyone at home, we were talking about Church of the Subgenius. Go watch the videos. Documentary's pretty good. I suggest starting with the indoctrination video. It's late at night. Go get some popcorn. Maybe smoke some legal weed if you're from Canada or Colorado. And do yourself a favor. It is a trip. That being said...
Don't do it.
That being said, I am C4. Beside me, is Sarah Pike.
It's all reflected, isn't it?
I hate you. Beside her is the Great Grease Goblin, and in the corporeal air, the evil Sir Jeremy. And we are the villains of the Villains Talk Show. Thank you again for watching. I'm sorry you had nothing better to do. Thank you for being with us. Sunday, we will have our guest. She's a social worker. She works with kids. She's going to be on. She works with kids from Better, and then she'll actually be on Sunday to talk. The guy who we had last time, full disclosure, he's a good guy. Flaky. But that being said, thank you for watching. Awesome. Sweet. Thank you. Other channels you should go see. I said Philip DeFranco. Anyone, throw them in now. on their channels, fine. That's good sports. Tom Grassi video. Summoning Salt. If you ever seen Summoning Salt, go watch his videos. They're God gifts to heaven.
Yeah, hard creativity, pretty cool.
Tim and Eric, awesome show. Yes, that show. Good night, everybody.